Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are hanging out in Proverbs again today. We started just yesterday on Wednesday saying, hey, whatever the day of the week is, there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. Start with that day. So today is Thursday the 14th. So if you've got your Bible handy or you can look at a Bible app on your phone, go to chapter 14 in Proverbs. Today's the 14th on Thursday. So glad that you've joined us. A lot of nuggets of wisdom from the book of Proverbs. Solomon, the wisest man of his time ever, just shares the things that God taught him, both his successes and his failures, and a lot of wisdom in there. And somebody shared this with me about 20 years ago, and I started doing it, and I've done it off and on for seasons of my life, reading whatever the day of the week is in Proverbs. And it's amazing how some of the verses won't speak to me at all, and then because of a different season in my life, 7 or 8 years later, a verse in chapter 14 of Proverbs will speak to me on that 14th day of the month. So I hope you'll be encouraged, be blessed, and you'll grow in how you handle life situations and making God-honoring decisions. And I believe with all my heart, it'll give you more peace if you'll start to become a reader of Proverbs. Let's look at some of these verses in Proverbs chapter 14. In the chapter 14, verse 4, I like this verse. It says, an empty stable stays clean, but no income comes from an empty stable. You first hear that, you know, think, well, obviously you need to work and have a work ethic, of course. But it also, what it's saying here in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4, is like, when a farmer has no oxen, the stable will be clean, but he'll be unable to make a living. And the only way to keep your life free of people problems is to keep it free of people, right? But if your life is empty of people, it is useless. And if you live only for yourself, your life, it's going to lose its meaning. And instead of avoiding people, we should serve others, share our faith, and work for justice and those that are mistreated. And, you know, your life could be really clean. It might look sparkling great on the outside, but are you adding value? Are you helping other people? And, you know, I know when I was executive pastor at a church here in Lexington, and we were trying to get small groups. And actually, before I became executive pastor, I was associate pastor at a church. And I was over life groups, small groups, whatever you want to call them. And it was hard to get people to host because people were like, oh, my home's dirty and all that. And you know what? I'll tell you, I finally I winded up opening up my home and hosting some later on. And you know what? I tried to have it clean, but it wasn't perfect. But the best thing I loved when I went to other people's houses for life group studies and Bible study groups, home groups, small groups, whatever you want to call them, it's just the welcoming environment, just the spirit of the house. And that's all people are looking for. They just want to have a warm place and be welcome. And, you know, people aren't caught up in the style of furniture and all that. And, you know, don't be caught up in that. It's great to give people compliments and things. At the same time, if you've been blessed with a beautiful home, then open it up, share it with people. You'll just be blessed. One of the things I appreciated my parents, we had some decent stuff. It wasn't super expensive, but we were blessed with some quality things. But my parents, if we spilled something or whatever, we didn't feel like we were going to be, you know, punished. And now if we were foolish, yeah, absolutely. But if we had an accident, spilled something, and, you know, people are more important than things and stuff. And yet, if we keep things clean, you'll never deal with anybody messy. And I tell you, that's one thing about doing ministry. It's messy at times, and people's lives are messy. My life's been messy. And yet, if you want to have a message, then you've had a mess, right? And that's why I think I have credibility with people. And that's why I do Hope Is Here, because I want to let you know there's always hope, because I've needed it when my life's been in a mess. Some of it was because of decisions that other people made that were selfish and unwise that affected me and caused me pain and heartache and disappointment. And then sometimes because of selfish and unwise decisions that I made. And so that's why Proverbs is such a great book to read. And I want to encourage you to check it out. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8 says, the wise look ahead to see what is coming, but fools only deceive themselves. And friends, you know, one of the things that I try to do, I don't listen to the news first thing in the morning at all, but later on in the day, I do try to kind of find out what's going on in the world. And you know, we just need to know what's going on and hear what's happening. And, you know, a lot of times the weather, we want to know what's going on, especially if we've got a special event planned. But one of the things I see people that struggle and they don't prepare for is in their finances. And one of the things that I heard many years ago was just following the 80-10-10 plan. You know, if you get $100, you know, try to, or, you know, you can do percentage, 100%, live on 80, give 10% to God, and save 10%. And, you know, it's a really good rule of thumb to do. And unfortunately, we live in a consumer society, and a lot of times people consume more than they actually make so they can have a quote-unquote fancier, lavish lifestyle. And yet, you know, if God's blessed with it, that's fine. And, you know, I know people that have lots of money, but they're generous. They tithe. And then above that, tithing to the church, they bless other ministries like Hope Is Here. And they're very generous to help some nonprofits. And that's a beautiful thing. And at the same time, I think the Bible talks about if God can trust you in little, he will give you more, whether it's responsibility in areas of your life, in business things, or also in personal things and financial things. And so that might be a good rule of thumb to do that. Dave Ramsey, it's on WJMM 99.1 FM. You can listen while you're working. Go to WJMM.com and online. And I know people that while they're working will have that on the background. A lot of wisdom there. And Dave Ramsey's principles and foundation are all biblically based. But Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8 says, the wise look ahead to see what's coming. And one of the principles of Dave Ramsey is, the first thing you want to do is try to get a $1,000 emergency fund. Because the fact of the matter is, we know emergencies are going to come up, that things are going to happen, okay? Dishwashers are going to go out, refrigerators, washer dryers. You're going to have tires on your car, those type of things. And sometimes people have to get a second job to do that. There's people that work a 8-to-5 job and then deliver pizza 3 or 4 nights just to get out of debt. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But financial peace and Dave Ramsey really bless you. I encourage you to check that out from 2 to 5 p.m. on WJMM.com or 99.1 FM if you're driving around. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 18 says, or 16, I'm sorry, 14, 16 says, the wise are cautious and avoid danger, but fools plunge ahead with great confidence. And, you know, it's not that you don't ever take risk, but think about some things before you do it and be careful and, you know, look and see, is this risk worth taking? And knowing that sometimes you're going to have failures, and that's okay. To have any type of success, you have to have failure. And I have a lot more appreciation for insurance because I didn't have flood insurance, and that's what caused me to file bankruptcy when a flood happened in Cynthia and went from being getting ready to be a multimillionaire to being $2 million in debt overnight. And you can believe now that I value insurance and don't mind spending money on insurance. I'm wise about it and check for rates and prices. But I tell you, you learn from those things, and I'm more cautious now because I know that there's danger out there. Chapter 14, verse 29 says, those who control their anger have great understanding. Those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. And there's such great wisdom in that. And you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday about our tongue and how much our words are important. And it talks a lot about this in Proverbs, about how important our words are. And we have to be careful with them. And when you can control your anger, it's not that we don't get angry. We're human. We live in the flesh. But we can control it and how we react to it. Because the fact of the matter is that, you know, a nasty and quick temper could be like a fire out of control that just starts burning things and, you know, everything in its path. And it just grieves me when you see these forest fires in eastern Kentucky where it's beautiful, and out in California and out west. It just grieves me because it does. It just destroys. And our words can do that. Another thing is our words, and when we get angry, it divides people. It pushes into hasty decisions that cause bitterness and guilt. And that's why I always like to run it through a filter with some people when I'm kind of angry, want to make a decision. Say, you know, talk with somebody and take 24 hours before you respond, especially to emails or text, social media, somebody posts something. And just be really wise about, if you're a follower of Jesus, what you post on social media. I mean, man, words are powerful, not just verbal, but written words. And let's honor God with that and do that. It's so, so important. Chapter 30 in Proverbs chapter 14 says, a relaxed attitude lengthens life. Jealousy rots it away. We'll say that again. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. We're just hanging out in Proverbs chapter 14 today, trying to get people to start spending time in Proverbs. It says, a relaxed attitude lengthens your life. Jealousy rots it away. And we've talked about this on Hope Is Here quite a bit, but this verse sums it up. When we play that compare game, that's when we get jealousy a lot of times. Now, it can also result in pride if we drive a nicer car or we make more money or we live in a better neighborhood or we get to go on better vacations and the list goes on where our kids go to school. They made all stars and all those things with kids, grandchildren, all those types of things, okay? And they're great and it's good to have nice things and to enjoy them. God loves to bless his kids, okay? But we also have to be careful about comparing because it can cause jealousy and envy. And we know that's not God honoring. The Bible says to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard to rejoice with people when they get something that you wanted, whether it's if you've been trying to conceive and start a family, have a child and don't have any luck. And some of your friends, the very first time they try to conceive, they get pregnant. Or you want to go on a vacation, and I know when I hadn't been on one for 3 years, and when family members and friends would go, and I was finally able this year to take a vacation, that I still rejoice for them. And I'm not going to sit here and not be truthful and say that, no, there was a little bit of my flesh like, man, I ain't been on a vacation in 1 year or 2 years, and it got in that third year, and it was 3.5 years before I finally was able to take one and go to the beach. And I tell you what, I appreciated it a lot more, but I also really did rejoice those people. I said, man, I'm really happy for them. That's great. And I would even try to text if they were a close friend or family member and say, hey, how's it going? How's the weather? Because that's what it means to rejoice with those who rejoice. And that's when you grow in your faith and as a follower of Jesus, when you mature, is when you rejoice with others, even when they have something that you have. And, you know, I've been blessed with this ministry. There's people that give out of their generosity. And I am so blessed because of that. And it's okay to have lots of nice material things. God loves to bless his kids. I said this earlier. But we are blessed to be a blessing. And I'm so thankful for people. We've got a handful that give monthly to this ministry. I'm so thankful for those. I want to encourage you maybe to consider saying, hey, I'll either set up online automatic donation or have people that their checking accounts automatically send out a check. And we don't have to pay anything, you know, for the handling fees with the checks. We do with online giving, which at the same time, that's fine because of the convenience. It's well worth it. But just really appreciate all those people that sacrifice and make a donation. Maybe you'd like to help support this ministry. If you've been blessed by it, just go to our website, hopeishere.today. You can make a safe, secure online donation, or the mailing address is there. Just make your check out to Hope Is Here Ministries, and all donations are tax deductible. But I want to encourage you to start reading Proverbs and check out what Proverbs has to say, because I really believe that God will speak to you and it'll help you make wiser decisions. And it'll be a legacy of faith that you'll leave. You know, what type of legacy do you want to leave? And one of the best things is my dad's Bible. He had 2 or 3 Bibles. He just wore out. He didn't become a Christian. He was 50, but the last 24 years he did. And that's one of my greatest treasures. So I want to encourage you to get a Bible, write in it, mark in it, and leave that legacy of faith. Start in the book of Proverbs. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.